present to you the Meatheads of the Week. Here he is, Norm.
Jeremy, a request before we start this again, given what the first story is going to be. Let me hear the Bob Steak and Chop House cow again, if I might. Story number one, kids, from this week's Meatheads, is a survey conducted by the Innovation Center of U.S. Dairy. Not a group I tend to share communications with much, but the Innovation Center of U.S. Dairy conducted a survey in which they surveyed 1,000 adults 18 years old and over, asking questions about the role of dairy products in their lives.
Okay.
All right. The study found 7% of Americans believe chocolate milk comes from brown cows.
It doesn't?
Come on. Did you know that today's National Chocolate Milk Day?
Is it really?
Wow. What? Swear to G.
We need some.
Yes, we do.
Chugging contest.
I never drink milk, but I will pound a glass of chocolate milk.
Right there with you.
Really? Yes.
I don't drink whole milk or just a glass of milk.
I think it's gross.
If it's in cereal, okay. But other than that, no. But boy, I used to come in every day. You see me. I'd go get chocolate milk out the Cumulus Cafe.
It is so good.
It's delicious.
You had no idea where it came from, did you?
Whoa. It is delicious.
Is it?
Yes.
You don't like chocolate milk?
You know what? I think that chocolate milk, there is some great chocolate milk, and then there's a lot of chocolate milk that's just not that great.
Do you need it more chocolatey or less chocolatey?
Or thicker milk, like whole milk or the...
Some of the extremely thick chocolate milk.
Yes. careful. There's an e-brake just waiting for the next statement.
It'll be on you, Norm. Believe me. You'll mess up somewhere in the segment.
That's why I only have like three in my entire life working with Norm.
I think that strawberry milk is the underrated one here because everyone orders chocolate milk and all kids love chocolate milk. And I love chocolate milk.
Right.
I've probably drunk more chocolate milk than anyone.
The strawberry milk comes from pink cows?
What's that? Oh.
The strawberry milk come from pink cows, then.
I don't know, Norm.
Classic.
But...
Wow. So dismissive.
But, man, I used to get that little container of strawberry quick. You remember it came in the tin, and you would open up the middle, and then just spoonful after spoonful, to where when I finished drinking the strawberry milk, there would be a pyramid of pink sugar down there at the bottom of the glass.
Well, I'm not
I love a big, strawberry milk.
Not a big fan of strawberry milk.
Really? Oh, it's so good.
It is great.
The chocolate milk is a number one. As a matter of fact, during next break, I'm going to go get some.
I'm on to something, though, if there's good chocolate milk and there's bad chocolate milk. Not all chocolate milk is the same.
Right.
You can have some, they can taste completely different.
You know what's bad? When it's in the little carton, like you used to get at school, and it gets all soggy, and then you have to drink, and then it kind of goes everywhere, and it tastes like paper milk.
Yeah, I hate any of those paper milk containers were bad.
Yes.
Right.
And when you'd botch the opening on the old triangle opening, it was just a mess.
And then you had to kind of put your finger
put your finger down there, and then you got that sog pulp that would get on your lips.
And why are those the only two? Why can't I get grape milk?
What?
Or orange milk.
Okay.
But, strawberry is totally
normal.
Just
strawberry and chocolate are the only variations of
regular. They do have
although they
coconut.
Do make vanilla milk now.
Isn't
vanilla
milk,
is a thing. No, they flavor it with sugar and vanilla flavor.
I've never heard of that.
You who did coconut milk. Remember that?
Well, but is that from coconuts?
Yes.
Maybe so.
Oh, not a coconut cow?
But almond milk and coconut milk and all that kind of stuff doesn't count as flavors of milk.
Right.
That's different kinds of milk.
So it's just strawberry chocolate, and now you're saying they have vanilla.
They have vanilla milk. But those are the only ones I know of.
Kind of with Mike.
I'm starting grape milk today.
Yeah.
It's Soroy
Industries.
That's
just gross. Orange milk. Lemon milk.
Lemon milk.
Lime milk.
Dude, lemon milk is good.
Orange milk has a possibility, because that would be like an orange crush soda kind of thing. Yeah. I've tasted things like that that are good.
And they have like orange cream soda.
Yeah, orange creamsicle flavored milk would be awesome.
Like when you start to grape milk.
Okay, this may be the timer messes up. Okay. Hold on. What, Norm?
A Cabernet or Merlot. If what? When you start grape milk.
Oh, wait. Well, you want wine milk? Because I'm interested.
On we go with the rest milk. Of the story. Even more concerning, possibly, than the 7%
girl milk?
Who believe that chocolate milk comes from...
Arm's done with our Marconi nominee. He's ready to move on with
hey,
his
yeah.
story.
Hey, the gloves are off now. I felt very muzzled until those Marconi ceremonies came about, but now that we lost it... Gloves off. I don't care anymore.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm going to be doing some really irresponsible broadcasting from here on out.
Awesome. Just going to let it rip.
Just don't get me fired.
Really irresponsible?
Yeah.
All the
Norm, talk about female milk.
No.
All the work you did in 5 years to change the way you broadcast, you're going to...
That's right. I'm erasing 5 years of work right now.
Reverting back.
The past 5 years are gone right now.
Perhaps even more concerning than the 7% who believed chocolate milk came from brown cows... was the 48% who responded they weren't sure where chocolate milk came from.
People are not very smart.
I think that's the point of this segment, as a matter of fact.
Boom.
Okay, next.
It's starting already.
Let's go to Disneyland Paris. Yes. Where Disneyland Paris had to alert the search party. Quickly, 30 firefighters, 10 divers, 10 policemen, 80 Disney Paris employees, and a police helicopter all were marshaled in an attempt to find a missing man.
Okay.
A 32-year-old man was reported missing Friday night by his 30-year-old girlfriend, who told police that right after she gave him the hallucinogenic drug LSD...
You don't have to say the hallucinogenic drug LSD.
I'm
just LSD's fine.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. After she gave him the LSD...
What is LSD? I'm
the
sorry.
The LSD.
Mike, stop it.
Is that a drug or something?
Hallucinogenic
what
drug.
What kind of drug is it, buddy? What category would you fit it in?
Upper?
He fell into Adventureland Lake and didn't resurface.
Oh, well, this is not a funny story then, Norm.
No. Adventureland
but the guy's a meathead, though.
Lake is by Pirate's Beach, a children's
play. Oh, okay.
Play
then it's an okay story. Yes, yeah. It's okay to drown there.
All right.
Did he make it?
The search party went looking for the man, and at 1 o'clock Saturday morning, he was found walking naked on a highway by a driver who stopped and picked him up and took him back to Disneyland Park. The man, who had scratches on his legs and arms, said he didn't remember anything.
All right.
Sounds like he may have been on some kind of drugs or something.
Yeah, what kind of drugs was he on, Norm?
Probably some
Did she
kind
give
of
him the LSD?
Sounds Uh-oh. Like a college.
Oh,
Next.
He's mad.
Oh, he did glare at you.
Uh-oh.
Chinese authorities.
That's offensive.
Have rounded
no
up.
No disrespect.
Oh, you are on one. We have to blame the NAB for this one.
Not all
boy.
Authorities are Chinese, Norm.
No. Chinese authorities have rounded up all 11
rounded
members
up. What are you trying to get at?
Gordon?
Rounded.
Gordon.
He's the one doing the offensive stuff.
I thought we shot the wheels off this segment.
Continue, Norm.
Please. Go ahead.
They rounded up all 11 members of a family and arrested them for fraud. China is expanding so quickly that they will sometimes come to small areas and say, hey, urban renewal's taking over this area.
When has China gone to a rural area and said that?
No, it's very
All
it's
of
happening.
China shows up.
Yes, all of China. And they will then give compensation to people who are residents of that area.
Okay.
A man
Back
named
Disney, Lord,
Pan, please. That's Pan, P-A-N.
You saying Pam? Pam?
No, not Pam, Pan.
Oh,
I don't
Pam.
Follow.
Pam. Yes.
Pan.
Ma'am?
P-A-N.
Pan? Are you saying Pan or Pam? Pan.
No, not Pam, like frying.
Where's the B?
There's no B.
Oh, well, okay. Then what word are you saying?
pan.
Oh,
okay.
Ham. Okay, yes. Got it.
Like gotcha. The
cooking spray, Pam.
Yeah.
Sounds so familiar.
Okay, so they hear that the Chinese are giving renewal compensation for people living in a small village. Okay.
Renewal compensation.
Yeah, urban renewal compensation.
All right.
So Pan, this dude, quickly remarries his ex-wife who lives in the village.
Okay.
Registers as a village resident.
So he can get paid.
And then divorces her 6 days later.
Okay.
He then marries her sister.
Oh,
that's hot.
And her sister-in-law.
Oh, it's getting hotter.
And his dad, weds several relatives, including his own mother.
Oh.
After each wedding, they registered as residents of the village before quickly filing for divorce. In all, this family of 11 had 23 different marriages performed in an attempt to scam the Chinese government.
I'm with that.
You ever gotten married to scam the Chinese government?
No.
Norm?
No.
Didn't think I'd hear that today. We'll ask Peter King that later.
You should email Troy that question.
Yes, please. Yeah. Email Troy that question right now. That's a great idea, Jules.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, Troy.
We needed a good one.
Have you ever...
Quick one.
Jules, can I go to soda with you? Can you let me go to soda? I need soda.
Come on. Hop on board.
Okay.
Finally, the Rock Island Fire Department. I believe this is Rock Island, Illinois, by the way.
What was that state?
Rock Island, Illinois.
Gotcha.
Rescued a man from the Mississippi River on Monday. Officials say he was seen clinging to the log and floating down the river about 1:30 when they got the rescue boats out, went out, grabbed him, and pulled him out of the water and rescued him.
The mighty Mississippi.
Yep.
Yep.
Except he did not want to be rescued. The man told the rescuers,
the Chinese government,
he had gone into the river at Davenport, Iowa, gotten a hold of this wonderful big log, and was attempting to get to Kentucky.
Genius.
There's only one problem.
Is it illegal?
One?
No, there's only...
Not all who cling to the log are lost.
It's not illegal. There's only one problem.
On a needlepoint pillow.
The Mississippi doesn't go to Kentucky.
Oh, no.
Damn it.
In the wrong body of water. But that is a way to not have to walk or hitchhike.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, use the river.
Hold on to a log and go.
He could have gotten to Memphis. He could have gotten to St. Louis.
So if they roll up to rescue him and he says, no, I'm good.
We good.
I want to do this. Do they just say, oh, okay, and leave?
Are you allowed to cling to a log? And
what dialect were you using in there?
Travel. Let's you focus on Norm.
I heard an odd impersonation of log guy.
Anyway, what the hell is Norm talking about?
Talk, Norm.
Don't try to divert.
Norm,
talk.
Keep going.
I want to hear more of Mike Soroy's log guy.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I seldom do this in this segment, but I'd like to cast my vote first.
Oh, go right ahead.
For Gordon.
There you go.
Gordon gets this week's Meathead of the Week.
Hey.
What do you think, Gordon?
I'll take it.
You've never been so honored.
Sure, I love big old thing of meat. I'm known as log guy around my neighborhood.
Yeah, Gordon, you win Meathead of the Week.
Yeah.
At least you won
That's
something
great.
This
I love
weekend.
Meat, and I love head. anyway.
Picks the poll next.
Please.